Good evening, Rabbi Sai. We're up to Simon Chav Zayin, and we are up to Seif Dalet. Lo yei dova choytzeitz bein tefillin levsoroi. There should be nothing separating, nothing between the tefillin and one's flesh. Lo yei dova, nothing should be choytzeitz bein tefillin levsoroi. One should ensure that hilchas chatzitza actually apply. The same hilchas chatzitza that we find elsewhere also apply over here. So one does need to make sure that there's nothing between the tefillin and the skin. Lo yishno shel yod, whether it is the tefillin on the arm, v'lo yishno tefillin shel rosh, or whether it's the tefillin on the head. The Rama says over here the following words, v'dafka b'tefillin, this is all with regards to the tefillin. Avlo b'retzua is ein lehakbit. This is all, says the Rama, specifically with regards to the actual, what we call the bias, the actual tefillin. But with regards to the tzuas, says the Rama, that doesn't matter. There's no problem of chatzitza. But the actual tefillin, one needs to ensure there is nothing between the tefillin and the skin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, where does that come from? Lo yei deksiv al yodecha uvetfilin shel rosh ksiv bein einecha. So it must be literally on one's skin. The truth is that Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalet says davar achoytzeit afilu chatzitza kol dehu. Even any minute item is a problem of chatzitza. V'nochay li zoir, and one should also be careful. Lechatchila adil yafilu bekino chayo. If it's even a lice or any insect, shelo yemafsik bein atfil lepsoroi, if there's anything there, any lice or anything between the skin and the tefillin, it's choytzeit. V'al kol ponim bekino meisa ve'ofo yishlo yizor, if there's any dirt or anything there, need to ensure it's removed. Al kein, therefore, yishno yigin some of the minig lichoytz mokem anochas tefillin. Some people, they wash off their places where they put the tefillin on, before they put it on. Because the Sefer Ravid Azov, adds, Nira demasher tzur, choytzetz lifomim bein tefillin lefsor loy miki chatzitza. The min bemino ein choytzetz is that if you sometimes have got the tefillin, particularly with the tefillin, the tefillin shel rosh, if they are dangling down and is one intertwining in the other, so that's min bemino, that doesn't matter at all. Bein tefillin, so that doesn't matter. The min bemino ein choytzetz. Even that one should really ideally be careful. I just want to point something out. We know generally, from Yeredeh, we know there's a concept of miut ve'eino makpit when it comes to chatzitza. Two conditions, that if it's roiv of the body, it's a chatzitza, or if it's something which when a person is makpit, that's another reason why something would be considered chatzitza. In the Yeredeh we find that miut she'eino makpit, if it's a minute amount, and when it's not makpit, that combination of miut and eino makpit is not really choytzeitz. Without going into Yeredeh, the details in Yeredeh when it comes to Yeredeh the Geshailas, but over here we find that it doesn't go that way at all. Over here it doesn't come, the source is a different source, and the makor is a different makor, and it doesn't go with the same halachas. And over here even a minute amount, even if it's not makpit, as we find by the kino mesa, or with the kino, whatever, or even offer, we find that even if it's something that a person may or may not care about, it doesn't make a difference, it's always going to be a chatzitza. Yeah. Correct. Many people are makbet that they blow the tefillin before they, some people you may have seen that before they put the tefillin off, they don't wash the mokum anochas tefillin. That's not so common anymore nowadays. Don't think it's necessary nowadays. But sometimes you could have on the mokum anochas, on the actual tefillin, you could have a bit of something. You'll see that some people blow the tefillin, they blow the part of the tefillin which goes on a person's skin, they blow it, and that's for that very reason. I don't know how, much do you think that person has to, how likely is that is a chatzitza? How careful does a person need to be? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. One should watch out. That's what the person can say. One should watch out that there's nothing really there. Very good. I want to get to that shortly. I want to get to that in a minute. Before that, we need to see, however, the Mishneh Berurah Sefkot Mitzvos Vav and Sefkot Mitzvos Zayin. So what we have learned so far is that there is a concept of Chatzitza, and it doesn't matter whether Tefillin Shel Rosh or Tefillin Shel Yad. The Ramadan says this is all with regards to actual Tefillin. When it comes to Ratzuos, you don't have to be Makbid. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sefkot Mitzvos Vav and Zayin, then we'll be able to address the watch Shaila. Does a person need to really, do we need to remove the watches before we put on Tefillin? Do you need to remove the watch? No, you don't need to remove the watch. You need to remove it. Nira Bavada? Nira Bavada didn't. Ah, okay. Yeah, you need to somehow. Okay, let's see what the Mishneh Berurah says. And it's very relevant for plasters and wounds as well. It says the Mishneh Berurah, Sefkot Mitzvos Vav, Lo Yishnor Shel Rosh, Kosa B'Sev Machzah Shekel. This is in some circles a very widely quoted Machzah Shekel. Ra olai, it is not good on me, says the Machzah Shekel, Mishneh Berurah quotes. Hamaisa, well, some people do, Shel Oisna Noshin, Shem Megadim Lerusein, who grow very long hair. Melvat, besides Kiudech, Shachatz, Vegaiva, besides the fact that it's considered a shtickle, Gaiva, the person's got very long hair and forehead. Ayen Mashikosa Biridesim in Kufa and Ches, Yesh Boys of Anachas Tfilin, he said there is also a problem of Anachas Tfilin. The Kim in the Gdolin Harbe, if this person has got particularly long hair in the forehead, says that the Machzah Shekel, if a person's got particularly long hair in the forehead, particularly long hair, that's not going to be considered really part of, it's not really considered part of the, oh, that's not natural. Well, it's natural, it is natural, but it's not the normal growth, and therefore he says, it's actually, v'choytzitzim, says the Mishnah Berurah, is actually considered choytzitzim, ayin shom, and then he says an additional technical point, ubelav chatzitza nami, never mind the problem of chatzitza, b'shulhani sayres hamarbim, hamarubim, with those, if a person's got particularly long hair, he efshal etzamtzim, it's impossible to be careful, shimu dokinu menachim amakoyman kedin, because a person that got particularly long hair in the forehead, it's inevitable that the tefillin is not going to be placed exactly in the right place. Inevitably, they're going to move and it's not going to be placed exactly, precisely where it's meant to be. So therefore, he said, never mind the problem of chatzitza. There's also a problem that it's not going to be positioned in the right place. This Mishneh Berurah is a very good. The first part of the Mishneh Berurah is very big chiddush. Why is that a very big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai? Exactly, it's a huge chiddush. The Mishneh Berurah says the name of the Machzah Shekel that actually a person's hair can actually become a chatzitza, and loshna it's a very big chiddush because if a person something is part of a person's body. I mean, either way, it is part of a person's body. So, you know, how can he actually become chatzitza? But it says what, pardon?
It's so long, he's saying.
Yeah, but even it's a chiddush there, because you would have assumed that if it's long hair, it's, as long as it's attached, it can't become chatzitza. That's what we've assumed.
It's just floating around the forehead on a load of hair.
Yeah, you're saying that, yeah. To me, I'll tell you the truth. To me, it sounds like a chiddush. But to me, it sounds like a big level chiddush. But we understand. Certainly, the second point is very understandable. But the first point is a shtickle chiddush. But that's what Mishneh Berurah paskens, that long hair, particularly long hair, becomes chatzitza. Yeah.
Short hair, so not chatzitza.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always on your hair.
Right. But even then, it's not. How can it be chatzitza? What if somebody's, imagine somebody had a forehead that grow with, you know, with a bump on the forehead. I'm just making up. Why is it not? Because it's part of a person's body. So surely hair is also, just because you can cut it, why does that? Okay, that is what the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah, but the second, certainly the second point of Yev Shal Etzam Shem Udok Munochim Bekidin can be, is definitely, yeah, for some of us, this is not very relevant anymore, I must say. Yeah, when it comes to it. Yeah. Sefkot Tezayin, the Mishneh Berurah says the following. Ein lehakbid, says the Mishneh Berurah. V'achoinim kosvu, te ein lehokeil, rak b'mokam akriches. Now, the Mishneh Berurah now adds, having spoken about the actual tefillin, that certainly has a shaila of chatzitzif to something underneath it, certainly. The Ratzuas, the Ramah seems to be saying initially, the Ramah says, Ratzuas also has no chatzitza. But the Mishneh Berurah now comes and he adds a level. And he said, well, it depends. He says, the Ein Le'okel Rak B'mokam Akriches. He said, that's all with regards to the going around, and he's referring specifically to the fingers. Avamash HaShayich La'akshira. What is part of the kshira of the tying. Yesh lehach me'af b'retzuos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't misinterpret the Ramah. It doesn't only refer to the actual tefillin, the bais. Also, what is part of the kshira, of the actually tying, the kshira, the tying, that is also, there's also from chatzitza there. Yesh lehach me'af b'retzuos. Pein shel yad, pein shel rosh. So over here, that will also be part of, there would be a problem of chatzitza. So you'll need to make sure, because that's part of the kshira, that's part of the tying down. So if the couple is between the tefillin, and I'm not referring to the bais, between the retzua and the head, that will be a problem again, because it's part of the kshira. Anybody's got a wig up outside, needs to ensure you can't put the tefillin on top of the wig. I'm starting again the first white line. Because the chacham begul amanichin tefillin al gabe peronochis aniko peruke. Ve'afilu im rak ha'retzuim lo chal ha'peronochis. Even if the retzua is put on the wig, that's still a problem. Mikol mokim nevertheless. Mashma medivri ha'mogen avrom. It's mashma from the words of mogen avrom. And the chayodom. Di yesh le mako beroshoi. Somebody's got a wound on his head. Ve'rak b'mokim sh'retzua is munochin ve'loib mokim ha'ketzitza. And this is only where the retzuas are, but not where the actual tefillin is. You would be able to put the retzuos, could end up where the plaster is or where the bandage is, dak, or a very thin layer, and to make a bracha, af al gav, sheish chatzitza ben haretzuos. Although there is going to be a chatzitza between the retzuos, kim mokem haketzitza ein chatzitza. Since where the actual tefillin is positioned, there is no chatzitza. And similarly with the tefillin shel yad, if there is a wound, even if it's by ways going around 7 times, he would be able to put if there's a wound there and it's got a bandage, he can still make a bracha there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the halacha with regards to a bandage or a plaster that a person may have on his head, on the arm? Can you still put on the tefillin with a bracha or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that the halacha, again, as we discussed, the main problem of chatzitza is where the actual tefillin are. The retzuas, from the Ramah says, is not really a problem. The Mishnah Berurah added to that, that actually where makbid, where the mokum hakshira is, the part of the retzua that is necessary for the tying, there we should be makbid as well, not to have a chatzitza. Consequently, what's the halacha if a person has a wound? Let's define. What if a person's wound is right where the tefillin, the bais of the tefillin is? Be it on the head, be it on the arm. What's going to be the halacha then? Problem. You won't be able to make a bracha. It's going to be a problem. What if the wound and the bandage is over here where the tying of the tefillin is, or alternatively over here, but not mamish where the bais is? What's going to be the halacha then? You can put it on, and you can even make a bracha on the tefillin. You can, because as the Ramah Paskin, the main problem of chatzitza is only with regards to actual tefillin. Only with regards to actual tefillin. And therefore it's fine. So if a person that the shalit that he discussed, either a person has got a wig, and he needs to, and he is embarrassed to go so in public, so he's allowed to actually, if he's making sure that the tefillin is in a place, the forehead, well, not really the forehead, the place of the tefillin, where the tefillin is placed, there is no, if there, it's actually, the actual tefillin is actually on top of his actual, on his actual skin, then it's actually going to be okay. However, even if the wig, there's a wig behind it, that's actually fine, he can still make a bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. And with regards to the bandage, the same halacha. Going back to the watch, Rabbi Isai. What's going to be the halacha with the watch, Rabbi Isai? Based on the Mishnah Berurah. Right.
But
the Evel,
it's okay if you want to
put your
covering there, but the watch
is dead. Right. So you're saying, but the Evel, it's fine. Based on the Mishnah Berurah, where are you coming from? It's very interesting because we're going to see soon that the poets can go very much in your derech. But where are you coming from? Because the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah said that whether it's bias or the tefillin is, that's essential. Whether it's tzuas is, that depends. If it's the part that you need for the tying, that's lechatchila. But if it's beyond that, lechayra, there is no mekor to say it's a problem. Yeah. Where? On what? On what?
The person should be machmir, because that's how he begins, and the only hitter he gives is based on a bandage. But nevertheless, he seems to say that Ikka Hadin, he seems to kind of agree with the Ramah, but the fact that he goes at the end,
yeah,
you can make a brok, he seems to agree with the Ramah.
Consequently,
he seems to say, machmir, you shouldn't wear a watch, but
well, where are you actually putting the watch? I want to address the Shaila, where do you actually put the watch? Is it part of Mokem Akshira? He says you should be makbid on Mokem Akshira. Hachonim Kosfu, the Ainla Hokel, Rakbim Mokem Akriches, Aval Masha Shaykh La Akshira Yesh La Achme Apretzuas. The place one should be makbid is the place of the Kshira.
Is that the whole arm up to the wrist, or is it just up to where the last seven?
Good question. What do you think? What do you think, Rabbi Yisrael? Is this Mokem Akshira? Is this considered Mokem Akshira where the wrist watch is? I would have thought, what do you think? It's not part. It's not part. I also think that the wristwatch is not in the Mokem Akshira. It's not Mokem Akshira. The Mokem Akshira will not go that far. The Mokem Akshira is certainly here, and definitely the three first times the post can write, the three first times, maybe a bit more than that, but certainly at this stage of here, where you're going to be holding by your seventh, and you're going around into the Shin, that's not considered Mokem Akshira. So there's certainly a strong argument to say that there's not even a Chomra of the Mishnah Berurah. That the Chayre, it would make sense to say that the Mishnah Berurah was Machmi only with regards to the Mokem Akshira, the tying part. But if it's beyond that, the Mishnah Berurah was never Machmi. So one could argue that even Lechatchila one could keep the wristwatch on. But Lemaisa, I don't think people generally, what do you think? Is that the minhag? I think people... So I saw in the contemporary poskim, mamash the contemporary poskim, the right is still a hiddo. There's still a hiddo, which Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention, admittedly. There's still a hiddo of making sure that even throughout the entire putting off tefillin, there's no chatzitza whatsoever. What do you think? Does that make sense? There's still a hiddo to some extent, which Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention, but there's still a hiddo of having a complete tying of the tefillin without chatzitza. That's what many posts can mention. Does that, what do you think about the watch? What do you think about it? Make sense? So, from the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem that it's okay. Yeah, yeah.
When you finish wrapping, you do wrap around several times.
That's just, what the Emma says, the additional part is not really, is that we're fulfilling the mitzvah with it. It's not chatzitza. Not really. We are actually not really. We'll see. We'll speak a little bit more about it when we speak about the length of the tefillin. That's not really part of the mitzvah anymore. That's not really part of the mitzvah anymore. I want to briefly mention, if we're talking about the hanochas tefillin, I want to briefly mention the shaila which the poskim address. There's no Mishnah Berurah about this, but I wonder what you think. To touch, what's normally the aloch if you touch a mokum, an uncovered place? What's the halacha we learned in Sim? Pardon? You need to wash, right? If you touch a place that is normally covered and you touch it, normally the halacha would be you need to. But is this area where you put the tefillin, is this considered a covered or uncovered area? It's a covered area, right? It's a place that is normally covered. So the question that the poskim ask, and that's going back to Abraham Sonnenfeld, I think was the first one to point this out. So the chayre would be, It would make sense to say that after putting on a tefillin, I mean, it's inevitable, I think, that if you put on tefillin, you're going to touch your skin, right? I think you can't do it without. So the shayla would lechayra be that if you're putting on tefillin, after putting on tefillin, you have to wash your hands. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisrael? Very nice. Beautiful. That's very, very nice. Very nice as well. But the question is, does everybody agree to the question? What do you think about it? Exactly, yeah. So it would certainly make sense to say that it's a place that is normally considered a covered place. You're touching a place that is normally covered. So it would make sense to say you have to wash your hands. So there are...
Mine, I've never come to that.
No, well, it's very. I mean, the Mokama and Mokas Tefillin. Right. So, the. Right. Right. It's mentioned that, I understand. Right. I think the first one to mention is Reb Chaim Zonnfeld. Exactly. It wasn't mentioned there either. So, I think that although there are some Achmirim, you'll see some Yidnu Achmir, some of the Gdoilim. I understand the Chazanesh was Makbid, I understand the Stipel was Makbid, many of the Chesed Shetzadikim and Gdolim are Makbid as well. You'd sometimes see in Shul as well, people who, you'll see, I remember in Yerushalayim, there was Yidin, Mamash after Nochas Tefillin, go and wash hands. It's certainly not the general minhag, and I think you're very right in what you're saying, that it's not something which is brought down in Mishneh Berurah, although this is something that everybody does every single day. So you'd have assumed that it should be mentioned in Mishneh Berurah somewhere. So the question is really why? Why do we have to wash our hands after touching that area? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and Rabbi Feingold is mamash using his words, Reb Shlomo Zalman mamash said those words, very interesting svara. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that klapei, that it's not, when it comes to putting on tefillin, it's not a cover place. Because inevitably, when you're putting on tefillin, it's going to be uncovered. So he says, when it comes to putting on tefillin, it's an uncovered place. Reb Shlomo Zalman himself therefore said, this svara was such a strong svara for Reb Shlomo Zalman, that Reb Shlomo Zalman said there's no reason to be machmir even to wash. And even Reb Shlomo Zalman himself was not machmir to wash hands after putting on tefillin. He felt this is poshut. He says, this is mamash poshut. This is when we put on tefillin, it's going to be uncovered. So he said that it's not considered the makam chus at all. And it was perfectly matel lechatchile, he said it wasn't need to wash. Yeah. That's a good question. I have no idea. Good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I imagine, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it would only be that arm, but I don't know. I don't know. It's a bit interesting because I wonder what Reb Shlomo Zalman, I was wondering, I looked inside what Reb Shlomo Zalman said, what about taking it off? What about taking it off? What would be the halacha then? Taking it off?
Same thing.
Same thing, Mr. Is it really the same thing? Maybe.
It's much.
You're right. You could maybe. Right. Putting it on, I think, is nearly. Yeah. I think. Putting it off, maybe.
I don't
know if you manage with that. I see. Right. So, but I think the Shlomo Zalman svara is a very interesting svara. What do you think about the Shlomo Zalman svara? Okay. Okay. Right. So, just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem. Really, very important point. We spoke about. The halach of chatzitza between the tefillin and one's skin. We spoke about the fact that it applies both tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh equally. We spoke about the fact that it's nothing to do with the regular chatzitza, it's a different halach altogether. We then spoke about the fact that, one should maybe try to ensure that there's no chatzitza. And we also spoke about the halacha that the Ramadan adds, and he says this all with regards to actual tefillin, when it comes to Ratzuas, Ein Lahakpid, these are the words of the Ramah. The Mishneh Berurah qualified that. And the Mishneh Berurah said, it's actually not true that to say randomly, Ratzu, you don't have to be Makpid. It actually depends if it's needed for the Kshira or not. Any place, any ratzua, which is necessary for the tying of the tefillin, there one should be makpid on chatzitza as well. The additional part, there one, the chatzitza doesn't apply. But any part of tefillin that one actually needs for the tying, there the chatzitza will apply. The mishmud goes into a case of a wig, and similarly with the bandage as well, and he says that if the bandage or the wig, whatever it may be, is covering the place where the bias of the tefillin is, you won't be able to make a bracha because of chatzitza. However, if it's being a chatzitza between in any other area, then one could still put it on and make a bracha. We spoke briefly about the watch, and we also ended off speaking about Reb Shlomo Zalman's shaila of washing hands after putting on tefillin, and mentioned that the minhag is not to be makbid, and Reb Shlomo Zalman's svara that it's not considered the makom mechusseh whilst one puts on tefillin.